Welcome back to the Aaron Keck Show. Aaron Keck with you here this afternoon. We've got Gene Bolduc here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game show in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide if they are in fact things or not really things. There's a lot of things this week, I think.
It's a week of things.
It's a week of things. It's always
week
a week of things.
Yeah, it's the week of things.
Is it the week of things? You just jinxed next week. You realize right?
I probably did, but I have to tell you that if you're going to kick off a week with whatever you're calling that in Helsinki, you know, it's like you don't need more days than, say, Monday or Tuesday. That's the week. That's
right.
The whole week. I mean, it's like everything else after that is just gravy dripping right off the table.
So I talk with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling every Thursday afternoon on the show. Yesterday, Blake Hodger, news director, comes in and we're strategizing about like what to talk about on the show and what not to. And Tom Jensen is coming on. Is there anything you want me to ask him? And he said, have you talked to Tom since the Helsinki summit? How long ago was that? And I looked at him and I said, 3 days ago.
3 days ago.
Like everything that has happened post Helsinki has happened in the last 72 hours. Well, 96 now, because it's a day later.
It just doesn't make sense.
It's crazy.
It is cray cray.
Yeah.
It's goofy, crazy, dysfunctional, scary overload.
Yeah.
Even for Republicans, that's the part that's making everybody go, oh no, somebody threw a bucket of cold water on the Republicans and woke them up, snapped them out of their trance.
For now.
Did you think that was even possible?
Yes, because it's happened before. Like there have been times when the Republicans have spoken out against Trump, and then it's back
and
to
Trump
normal
comes
next
out
week.
With his apostrophe correction, and they go, "Well, thank goodness he cleared that up." And I said,
He attempted to and didn't quite clear up one of the many things that he said.
That was probably the most tortured walk back I've ever seen. And I watch a lot of this stuff.
Oh, but it's a great meme, isn't it? I mean, have you seen the way that's turned into like, oh man, when Rick Astley said he was never going to give me up, he actually meant he was going to give me up.
Yeah. I think it was Richard Marx tweeted
something out. Yes, yeah.
And I was reading that last night, and I said, you know, everybody who's contributed to this thread, you're saving the Republic. We need this.
Yeah.
We need this humor.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah. Or was it Richard Marx said, what I actually meant was that I wouldn't be right there waiting for you.
I would not be right there waiting for you.
That's good.
You know, sorry about the misunderstanding.
Okay. So given that the Helsinki thing is in fact a thing, let me ask you this as sort of the focus for Thing Not a Thing. What has come out about Helsinki and the Trump-Putin relationship and what was talked about there and how all of this relates to or doesn't relate to the Mueller investigation and all of that? Like, there's a whole bunch of different facets and iterations of this conversation. Of all of the stuff that people are talking about, what is overblown? What is not a thing that people are taking to be a thing, if anything? I've got a couple.
Wow.
I've got three.
I've got three. Let me react to yours because that's just too difficult.
Okay,
I think everything's a thing from that.
Okay,
right?
The first thing that I think is not a thing is the extent to which Republicans are pushing back against it, because you've got the usual Republican suspects that are speaking out against Donald Trump, and that's Bob Corker, Jeff Flake, John McCain, the traditional conservative intellectual commentariat now. So National Review, George Will, there was a really good article in the Weekly Standard, which I was trying to remember when I was talking with Ashley Campbell earlier this week and forgot. But the argument was that Trump is like any schoolyard bully, which is that right. he is not actually strong. He is right. very weak and just exactly. trying to project an atmosphere of strength, and also is only a bully insofar as he is looking for an even stronger bully to be a subordinate to and right. to kowtow to, and he found that in Putin. So that right. I thought was a really right. Insightful argument. But all of those people have been anti-Trump to begin with. Like George right. Will has been calling on people to vote for Democrats for the last month plus because he has yes. turned that far against the Trump Republican Party. So for him to be speaking out against Trump now is not a surprise.
It's a continuation.
Right.
Of,
right. And the same right. with Corker and Flake and McCain. Like there's that wing of the Republican Party that is splitting away from Trump while still nominally remaining Republicans.
Well, Lindsey Graham said, yeah, this is a mistake. I mean, Newt Gingrich said this was the biggest mistake of his presidency. And apparently, I mean, the reporting is that that's the thing that made Trump go, uh-oh.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Newt Gingrich, I don't think, has said anything since, right?
Correct.
Like when Trump came back out and said, when I said would, I meant wouldn't, that was apparently enough for Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, I mean, it is for anybody who's going to be prone to wanting to see him try to correct it.
Yeah.
The great thing is that anybody with any credibility looks at that correction and says, this corrects nothing at
mm-hmm.
all.
Yeah.
It doesn't make, first of all, just on the literal level, and it's very hard to keep it on the literal
mm-hmm.
level, your sentence, your statement doesn't make sense.
Right, right.
And the idea that you meant to say this, but you said that, it's just not credible.
It's obviously crap,
right? Completely not credible.
And the Republicans that are, to their credit, coming out and calling that obvious fact out are the ones who have been calling out Trump for a while. I'm still
right.
waiting for Republicans that have been in Trump's tank since day one and have
right.
kowtowed to him in order to continue appealing to their base, which is now
right.
primarily Trump supporters, to actually start pushing back against Donald Trump, and they really have not been.
Well, and that's going to take polling results turning
yes.
for that to happen, because that's completely a political calculation.
Right.
They don't stand for
right.
anything. That's totally a political calculation on their part. And so they're just not going to budge until they see that his numbers are dropping on account of this and that the base is viewing him as
yes.
weak.
Yeah. And insofar as that's the case, I talked with Tom Jensen yesterday,
right.
so public policy polling, and he was talking about these numbers, and we were talking about public opinion and Trump's base and what they
right.
think about Trump and why they continue to support Donald Trump. And what we basically came to, and this is from not just polling numbers, but just from kind of anecdotal evidence mm-hmm. of hearing from Trump supporters, that they very, very strongly say that they support Trump because they perceive him as being strong, right?
Right.
They perceive
That's
him as
right.
being strong, unapologetic, very, very vocally pro-American.
Right. Right.
And what we saw in Helsinki on Monday was the exact opposite of
right.
all of that. It was non-pro-American, if not
right.
directly anti-American.
Right.
It
right.
was very apologetic to
yeah.
Putin and extremely weak.
Yeah,
so
subordinate.
Subordinate, right? So for political purposes, if you're on the left and you want to kind of destabilize that Trump base and get them to maybe think twice about this guy that they've been supporting, don't be angry and accuse Donald Trump of being a traitor and committing treason, be contemptuous and accuse him of being weak, because that
right.
is more true than the treason
right.
charge, which I'll get to in a second, and also is actually an argument that will appeal to
right.
To Trump supporters who really just want someone in that office who is strong and unapologetically pro-American,
and that,
which Trump is not.
It's just a basis that without party,
mm-hmm.
everybody can agree the American president must be able to stand
mm-hmm.
with the Russian president and stand up for American values and the American agenda.
Mm-hmm.
What's the American agenda? It's alliances that prevent war. It's free trade that's fair.
Yeah.
And it's promoting democracy all across the world
mm-hmm.
because, independence and freedom is you know, yeah. what the heck we're doing
Democracy,
here.
Human rights, right. liberty, yes.
Right. This is not hard to figure out.
Yeah.
And when you see someone who is just cravenly unable to stand up for those things and doesn't have either the vocabulary or, for one reason or another, the simple wherewithal
mm-hmm.
to disagree with his counterpart, doesn't mean that you're going to stand with a leader from another country and agree with him about everything. He puts so much emphasis on we get along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not relevant. It's
yeah.
just not the point.
And it's like, and the kind of pushback from the Trump administration is, well, it's a good thing to have a working relationship with Russia. It's a
okay.
bad thing to go to war. It's like, yes,
right.
100% true. Having a working relationship with Russia does not mean you cave to every single individual little demand without,
right.
without a pushback
true.
Or a question,
and,
right?
And it's not what anybody is complaining about.
That's not
about.
A relationship.
Right.
That is
part of the reason, by the way, that you want to have a functional, that's a better word,
yes.
have a functional relationship of talking to a leader like this is so that you can press your agenda
yeah.
as
yeah.
Americans.
All of that, with all of that in mind, my second thing that is not a thing is this charge of treason or being a traitor that some people, including now some intellectual Republicans, are levying against Donald Trump. I don't think that's a thing for two reasons. Number one, I still remember, I'm old enough to remember 2003, 2004, when conservatives were tossing around aid and comfort to the enemy as an attack on Democrats that were pushing back against the war. That argument was crap in 2003.
Right.
And
that's
if it's
right.
crap in 2003, I'm sorry, it's also crap in 2018
well,
when it's being made against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
B, for political reasons, the charge of treason or being a traitor is not actually going to change anyone's mind.
Right.
For political purposes, if you're a liberal, if you're on the left, if your strategy is to win an election in 2018, to get Republican leaders in Congress to actually defend the institutions of American
right.
government
right.
against a president who is putting himself above those institutions, the charge of treason or being a traitor is not a good sell. You've got to make the argument that he's weak, which is
yeah.
not only politically
yeah.
better, it's also more true.
It's just hyperbolic.
Like,
yeah, it doesn't
we can
help
sit
anything.
Here and talk about, oh, what's treason, what's not treason. I'm like, whatever. He's weak. He's clearly weak, and that's
yeah.
the point that should be made.
Yeah, the two words that I would use repeatedly are weak and untrustworthy,
mm-hmm.
and this brings us to the surprise announcement, not surprising, that he wants Putin, that he's invited Putin to come here
oh, right.
in the fall.
Yeah.
Well, terrific. I think that that provides a wonderful focus for Democrats to go after, and because I think that actually there is broad consensus
mm-hmm.
that it should simply not be permitted for him to be alone with Putin.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Which brings me to my third thing that is not a thing. What did they talk about in the meeting? What did they agree to? What did they not agree to? Not a thing. Not a thing at all. Because no one else was in the room. There's no record of it.
They talked about whatever Vladimir Putin says they talked about.
Right. And
okay.
even if they didn't, Putin might come back to Donald Trump next week and say, hey, remember when we talked about this and you agreed to do that?
Right.
Trump being weak and subordinate
right.
will nod and smile
oh, yeah,
and
right.
go ahead and do that,
that
anyway. So it doesn't matter what they talked about in Helsinki.
That was an incredible offer. Yeah,
yeah,
that was an incredible offer when
does
we talked about
does not matter
that.
At all.
Right.
I don't
well,
think.
It what matters is structural, which
mm-hmm.
is, like I say, that Putin, they talked about whatever Putin says they talked about.
Yeah.
Because he's probably, by the way, the guy with a recording of the whole meeting.
Well,
it's
in the soccer ball.
Right. Even if they didn't record it, they can just create a recording and say they recorded it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how they roll, baby.
Mm.
That's who you're dealing with. That's exactly why having other... You can't trust Mike Pompeo to be in that meeting with you? Seriously? You can't, you somehow can't have one other American other than a translator
yeah.
In the meeting with you.
Yeah.
Seriously, because you can't trust them. So, not trustworthy and weak.
And weak, yep.
profoundly so weak.
Those are my three nada things out of the Helsinki that we really shouldn't even be paying that much attention to, because there are so many other things that we could and should be.
Yeah. So
that's me. I don't know about you.
What we should pay attention to is what happens in the next month that is said to be coming from that meeting.
Yeah.
Whatever that's going to be. Apparently, it's at least going to be a reduction in our presence in Syria.
Yeah.
So
I'm not even holding my breath on that.
How did that get agreed to?
That'll change and change back and change a third time between now and the time we wake up tomorrow morning. So
what's next? Should we invite should we have Assad come over and just have a chat with him and say, can't we all get along with the president of Syria?
I think the...
is he president? What is his title?
The most intelligent comment that came out of this whole week, and I can't remember which, it was a Democrat in Congress, and beyond that, I can't remember who it was, unfortunately. It was some congressman who tweeted something. When Trump came out the next day and said, when I said would, I meant wouldn't.
Right.
Somebody in Congress tweeted, he's going to go back on that again within 24 hours. And right. He did.
Predictably. Oh. Which is exactly his pattern.
Yeah.
Because he's sitting there reading this hostage, you know, this ransom note that says, you know, it says here, if I want to remain president, I am required to say that I meant to say this and that and the other. And, you know, he could barely get out of that room without reversing that.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Damon Siles.
Ooh,
is
nice.
On the water cooler this weekend. Siles? Sales? Am I
Siles.
Saying it's Siles.
Siles.
You know, I'm always asking myself to talk to us, of course, about all things Carrboro.
Sounds good.
He's a wonderful guest.
Sundays at 1 and 8.
At 1 and 8 and 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
There you go.
I know that's the one you listen to.
Oh, so, yeah. That's when I'm up.
Yeah, that's the one.
Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thank you.